It's Darren Copeland. My God, what is he up to now?
We finally figured out a remake. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Darren Copeland Experience. I hope all of you people who have cancer will help me sing this next song.
Oh my goodness.
Because let me tell you, the last time I tried to sing this song in public,
like, you need some context.
I raised people from the dead. Yeah. I let people live. People with cancer felt sorry for me.
Yeah.
And they came to my aid.
You have to put this in context, otherwise it sounds awful.
That's about how I was singing. How you were singing. It was bad. The ragged church, right? I was okay the first part. La la la. The woman at Cantor was over there. She was singing back and forth. And then it went off the rails and off the rails and God, have salvation, Joe and Bob.
This is pretty much where your karaoke song turned into a massive dumpster fire. And the lady was so kind. She gets up there, like, she pulls herself out of her wheelchair and walker with her oxygen bottle and pulls herself up on stage. She's like, I feel bad for you.
And do you know what I felt bad about?
What?
Well, two things. I felt terrible that I had to bring her up on stage. Well, she brought herself
up. She brought herself. It's not like you made her.
And the second thing, when she came up and put her arm around me, the first thing I thought was like, ooh, I hope that's not contagious.
Oh, come on. You did not. You're an awful person.
And I wasn't awful. I thought it. I didn't say it. No.
That's coming from me, who's an admittedly awful person. Real quick.
I was not a totally. I didn't. I wasn't.
Golden State is beating San Antonio 84-79 with about halfway through the fourth. So there's some sportsy sports there for you folks. We did talk about the Raiders. Off the air, we actually came up with another segment called You Think You're Better Than Us? And basically, Darren is going to try to learn a... In my head, I was going to say a Japanese karaoke song. I don't know why.
I can do a Japanese karaoke song.
Don't do it.
What?
I feel like this is going to be really off color.
Why do you say that?
Because I know you don't know Japanese.
But that doesn't mean that I can't sing a Japanese.
It does.
No.
Like, if you don't know the language, you can't really sing a song in that language.
No.
Yeah.
I can.
Listen, it's the Darren Copeland Experience. You get us fired. Go ahead. Do it.
Okay. Do you want the lyrics?
I won't understand them anyway.
When I see you alone, I see what's in your mind. Yes, love me. Yes.
That is not a Japanese.
Pizzicato 5 is a Japanese band.
You know what I mean.
Do you know what? Will you play Pizzicato 5? Baby Love Child. Do you know what? Actually, play it coming out of the break.
Oh, my God. You were just like, every 2 seconds you're telling him to play a new song. Pick a song. Stay with it.
I have had just about enough of your Vassar bashing, young man.
Pick a song.
You want to talk sports?
No, I'm just...
You want to talk sports?
I'm just saying, I feel bad for Alex because you're like, get this song. No. Get this song. Like, literally in the last 3 minutes, you've told him to get like 5 different songs.
And they're all spectacular.
Well, right, but he can only play one at a time.
It's a count of 5.
Oh, PIZZICATO.
That's good radio.
Well, you got to be very careful with how you say that word. There's a T in there. Pizzicato. Okay.
Pizzicato.
He did what in his cup now?
Don't know. So anyway, the point is you want to learn how to sing a Spanish karaoke song.
I do need to learn how to sing a Spanish because I feel that that's being culturally sensitive, well, man, in this day and age.
I don't care. But I feel like you want to do a karaoke like contest or something on the air. So we're going to do a segment called...
I didn't say contest.
Well, if we're going to do it, we might as well make it a
contest. Okay. So I don't even know what the rules are, but the name of this is, oh, you think you're better than me?
Yeah, it's a very angry segment. Like, it's like the drunk guy at the Christmas party. You don't patronize me. You think you're better than me.
Yeah, totally. And I want actually our voice guy to be doing it.
Right.
And welcome to, you think you're better than me?
So you're going to learn I'm assuming you're going to learn.
Well, that's
the song
kind of
in
I was.
Spanish.
That well, no, that's kind of how we got started. I did not say. What I was going to say was, people can challenge you, or me.
Right. I'm not singing in Spanish.
Oh no, you don't have a choice, and neither do I.
I don't know any Spanish.
To a karaoke off.
Okay, it's a karaoke off because karaoke off sounds.
Much better.
Sounds kind of dirty.
No, you have to drop the final E's. Karaoke off.
No, that sounds like you're choking someone out.
No, like, it sounds, yeah. With, do you know what? I am choking someone out with harmony. Choking someone out with harmony, slapping them in the face with melody.
It's a karaoke off.
And sticking it right where it doesn't shine with rhythm. That's what we're doing here on karaoke off.
None of that sounds pleasant.
Is this Baby Love? This is not Baby Love Child. Play Baby Love Child. Baby Love Child is a
I like this song.
Baby Love
you know,
Child
this,
is a word.
This is Japanese karaoke, right?
Pizzicato 5.
Yeah, but that doesn't sound like English. It sounds Japanese.
No, it's Japanese.
Okay, see, so.
Oh, do you know what Japanese is?
I thought that's what you were going to sing. Was
turning
that.
Japanese.
That's not.
Oh, you know what? Okay. So when the first time that we ever went to karaoke, Alex, you ever hear this? So I took my girlfriend, now my wife, to karaoke with Chris with this other girl who had just gotten broken up with, and she was all sad, and I told her it was going to be a good time. And we walked in, and she's Colombian, and my wife is Venezuelan, and they come in, and the first song being sung as we walk in was someone singing Que Pasa Baby, which is like the worst Tex-Mex song ever. Worst Tex-Mex song ever.
Okay. I don't remember this.
And so it was just as bad as not worth of singing Turning Japanese. I'm just saying that we've heard that.
Oh, so you were making the analogy that Turning Japanese is as bad as Que Pasa Baby.
Probably not well. I mean, obviously I didn't do that very well or else it would have been something that would have been understood. But, you know, hey, listen, what I have come to understand in my however many years I've been on this planet and how many laps that I have done around the sun, I have learned that if I can make myself understand what I am saying, then I have done my job.
Well, that's half the battle. Like if you have to know what you're saying first before anyone else can.
As I tell my kids, it's you know when they do something wrong and they say I know, I tell them it's not just the knowing. It's about the application of knowledge.
I fear for your children.
No, not my children. Other people's children. Okay. Like, Sagno, right. I only well, in that coaching. Case. I don't tell my God, no, I don't tell my own kids that.
All right, so I have one Spanish song. It's a Nat King Cole song that I can sing.
Okay.
It's, siempre que te pregunto que cuando come y donde tu siempre. Your wife is rolling over right now. She's like, tell him to stop. Me respondes quizás. I need to learn this song.
No.
It's all Spanish. That's the only one I'm going to learn. I'm just going to learn that one Spanish song.
That one?
That's the one I'm going to learn. So if people want to challenge us, I'm going to sing that song.
That's the one you're going to sing? Is that
that's
one?
That's the one. It's in Spanish. That counts. So as listeners, you will call and challenge one of the two of us. And then Alex will decide who sang the song better. And if you win... we'll buy you a drink down at...
Oh, we got a hockey update.
100% de agave.
We got a hockey update.
Okay.
Well, first of all, the Avs lost. But second, the Frozen Four and the Denver University Pioneers are in it.
Yep, we know that. We talked about that
Woo!
On Monday.
Yay. Yeah, but the guys that follow us?
They're Minnesota fans.
Lakes.
He's a big...
I got lakes. They're... you know what are in lakes?
Fish.
Yes.
Seaweed, mosquitoes.
Nuggets.
Nuggets.
Well, all of this, yeah. Well, do you know what else is in lakes?
Water?
The teardrops of all those people who are not going to win the Frozen Four this year because
Ooh.
DU's going to win it all.
Ooh, talking,
I said it!
Talking a lot of smack a week out.
What?
You're talking a lot of smack a week out. Plus,
what's the worst that can happen?
They would lose.
Well, wait, they could lose?
They could lose, yes. Minnesota's a pretty good team. In fact, if the Final Four, Frozen Four, all of those teams are pretty good. Like, they may not get past Notre Dame. They may not get past Notre Dame. I like this song.
You know what? Notre Dame and DU are building up a kind of a rivalry in all the sports that don't matter. Have you noticed that? Lacrosse, hockey. Yeah. I mean, hockey matters. Don't get me wrong.
Lacrosse matters. I prefer to watch hockey and lacrosse over soccer. I do. Even though they don't matter. I like this song.
I love this song. Futurama.
Yeah, I know.
You know what? Just shut up and let's listen.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. More with Darren after this.